I walk the bike path through the marsh. Then I follow a short side path, down a small hill to a footbridge, crossing a small, quiet pond. It is a secret pond. It is hidden among the reeds. Sitting cross-legged on the bridge, I watch the water reflect the reeds. Reflect. I think about the word reflect. Reflect means to mirror an image. It also means to think or to ponder about something. I reflect on reflection. I think about thinking and look at the reeds. I reflect on a single reed. Each reed has a feathered tip. Each tip is made of thousands of tiny seeds of grain attached to the stem with thousands of silk-like threads. Each seed becomes a snack for one songbird or another, a sparrow, a chickadee, or perhaps a red-winged blackbird. I run a feathered reed tip through my fingers and feel its silky softness. Reading nature is so much easier and so much more fun than reading words in a book. I read the reed with my fingertips. Then, for some mysterious reason, I look up at the blue sky and see a single wispy cloud form. It is shaped like a long feathery reed, or perhaps a quill pen. The feathery cloud is big. It stretches across half the sky. Reflect. I look back down at a cluster of reeds, swaying back and forth in the breeze, like a bunch of quill pens, all busily writing stories. The breeze ripples the pond, blurring and trying to erase the reflection of the reeds. When the breeze quiets down, I once again see a crystal clear reflection. I look back up at the feathery cloud. It is still there. Could that be God's pen? It is time to leave my secret place by the pond and return home. Reflect, read, and look up. As I walk, I look up, and two red birds dart past me. I look back to see if the big cloud is still there. The feathery wisps have drifted apart, and God's pen has faded. The following day, I find two broken pieces of mirror lying on the sidewalk. Like two puzzle pieces, they reflect bits of new green leaves and bits of blue sky above me. Reflecting, I look up and see the whole picture. Bright green boughs under a brilliant blue sky. I walk on. Minutes later, I find a curious piece of green plastic. What is it? I have no clue. I read the plastic object with my eyes and my imagination. I turn it upside down and see that it resembles a face. A funny face. Do you know how to read a face? I read the face. The eyes are looking up, and the mouth is open in surprise. Look up. I look up at the clear blue sky, and a bright red airplane thunders by overhead, coming in for a landing. I think of the two red birds darting past me the day before. Reflect. Read. Look up. Alas, we have reached the end of my yarn. For our word play, we are going to look up a word in the dictionary. The term look up also means to search for in a book of reference. When we think about something and want to learn more about it, we need to look it up. In this case, we are going to look up the word pen. P-E-N. Pen. Ah! Here it is. The word pen comes from the Latin word root penna, which means feather. Feathers were the principal writing instruments for over 1,000 years, up until about 100 years ago. Pens made from the white wing feathers of goose and swan were the most prized. Research also tells us that feathers were worn by Native American chiefs to symbolize their connection with spirit. The feathers of the bald eagle are particularly special because eagles fly so high they are closest to the great sky spirit. I look at these pieces of mirror and the funny plastic face that I hold in my hand. I turn around and look on the floor behind my desk for a plastic bag to stow my treasures. By chance, I notice a small sky blue package there on the floor. An older treasure from some other story walk. On it, I read the words Natural American Spirit, printed above the picture of a Native American chief. He is smoking a peace pipe with a feather dangling off the end of the pipe. At the top of the package soars the symbol of a proud Thunderbird eagle. Late in the afternoon this same day, I stop by a shop to see if they have anything new. A bright yellow book of Rhode Island walking tours catches my eye. It is titled, Look Up, Rhode Island. How fun is that? More ideas to where we can go story walking. I can't wait to see where it leads us, can you?